Power 94 WJTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat right now. We got Nick with the stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat with me and head coach of the Red Bank Lions basketball team, Coach Nick Fike. Coach, you have a 13-3 record. Those only three losses came in tournament games. How have you felt about your season so far, and what grade would you give it?
Yeah, honestly, I've been pleasantly surprised. If you look at the guys we lost last year, six seniors. You know, we got a couple of them right now in college playing college ball and being able to make the state run and do what we did last year. To follow that up this year with really only one returning starter and three guys as a whole that with varsity experience, I would say that, yeah, we've definitely found success in what we've got. You know, if you say you want to give it a grade, I'm a coach, so I'm always going to be critical. I'm going to go with maybe a B minus. You know, we've still got some areas we've got to improve on. You know, and you talk about those tournament losses. You know, I think those losses were good for us. I think they were kind of a kick in the pants and showed us, you know, we're not quite there yet and what we need to work on and what we got to improve on to get where we want to get.
You say B minus. I was going to say A to A plus. I mean, the only losses being tournament losses and then getting an 85-21 win over Central. I mean, 64 points, man. That's got to be feeling good for you, especially as a head coach.
I say B minus. I'll move it to a B plus. I'll go B plus. I like the way our guys are playing. I think, you know, our big word now, and we've had quite a few different words as the season's gone on, but consistency, you know, staying consistent in how we approach practice every day, staying consistent and how we approach each game, no matter the opponent, you know, and just staying consistent in what we do on a day-to-day basis. I think that's huge. I think that's huge for any kid. You know, at the end of the day, you got 14, 18 year old kids and they've got stuff going on we'll bump it to a B plus since you talked me into it.
Definitely, man. And you mentioned the losing starters last season in the offseason. Now they're playing college ball. How hard was it to come into this year without Kendrick Lloyd and Anthony Bonner?
Man, you know, you say coming in this year without them. The cool thing about those dudes is, and not just those two, that senior class did a very good job of raising the bar. You know, we've got high standards and expectations, and we talk about leveling up. And those guys last year helped level this program up to another level. You know, those two have been back quite frequently. You know, anytime they get a break, you know, they were here this summer with us some working out. They were here with us over Thanksgiving. They were here during Christmas and they brought a couple of their college teammates. So, you know, those guys, they're gone, but they're constantly here. They're constantly commenting in our group chat along with the other guys that graduated last year. So it's been really cool to see, you know, those faces still popping up when they can. And I think that they did a great job helping mentor and, like I said, level up the program from last year and these guys that we have this year have really responded well and took what those guys kind of provided last year and have been providing a little bit of their own. So it's been really unique to watch.
Definitely. And like you said, they're gone, but they're not gone. They're still around. They still have input.
Exactly. And they're still giving it. You know, it's, and they're in town. They're calling, hey, coach, can we get in the gym? And then you see those two in a gym with a couple of our guys now in the gym. So it's pretty cool to watch.
I love to hear that too, especially like playing with the guys that are still playing now, kind of being that mentor for them. That's super cool and huge for your team too. Key players for your team. I want to take a look at your senior point guard, Jalen Rice, having 12.9 points, 6.4 rebounds, 3.2 assists, and 3 steals. And he's only 5'10", but then leads your team in rebounding. How does that reflect for you as like a head coach, seeing that your point guard, 5'10", is leading in rebounding?
That kid's different. That kid has got a motor, and he's just a bona fide competitor. Kind of challenging him all year. And I think last Tuesday against, he wound up getting this a double-double. You know, he's been chasing a double-double now for a little bit. And so to see him finally get the 15 and 10 was really cool. But no, man, he's a stat stuffer. He's been like that. He's going to do whatever he needs to do to help the team. We've asked a lot out of him from a leadership standpoint this year. So it's been really unique to watch him become more and more vocal and watching him develop into a leader. Because, you know, we talk about leadership, and that's not easy at times, right? You're going to make some people mad here or there. And some people just don't know how to lead. So providing examples for him to lead and seeing him just taken in that role has been one of the coolest things as a coach. And, you know, this year we've got a junior, DJ Wilbur, who now we've been able to slide into the point guard slot, who is, man, he's been great for us. And it's allowed us to slide Jay over to the two, which has helped his rebounding and things of that nature go up. So Jay's different. I personally think he's one of the better stat stuffers in the city. Just looking at, you know, going by stats and just watching him play every night. So, yeah, no, it's been cool to watch him grow.
Reflecting on last season, you made it to Murfreesboro in the state championship tournament, but unfortunately lost round one. What does it take to get back there this year, and what goals do you have to finish out the season strong?
You know, getting back there, it's not an easy task. You know, you hear people all the time wanting to get to state. And, you know, I think some people get this perception. You get there once, you can get it. It's hard to get there. In the state of Tennessee, it's hard to get there. You know, you got to get through regular season, the district tournament, and then a region tournament, and then sub-state. I mean, it's a process. So it was very rewarding to get there last year. I think we have the pieces this year to get back there, but it's a long, grueling season. And I think last year, the team chemistry is what did it for us. You had a bunch of guys that just enjoyed being around each other all the time. And I think in the sport of basketball, you know, especially at the high school level, when you're going from the end of October through hopefully March, you better have some chemistry and you better like each other. You better have that sense of brotherhood because you're with each other a lot, coaches included. And I think that's the big step, is keeping the chemistry, keeping that likeliness around each other, and just enjoying each other's company. I think that, to me, is one of the things that's required to get there. You can have the skill, you can have the record, you can have it, but do your guys truly enjoy being around each other? I think that's the secret sauce, in my opinion.
It's definitely huge, and a huge factor in that, like you said. But Coach, we wish you the best of luck, and especially finishing out the rest of the season 13-3 right now. And like I said, wish you the best of luck with the rest of your season.
You know, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you having me on, too. I think, you know, what you guys do and covering and just talking with local coaches and, you know, the high school sports and athletes from the area, I think that's big. I don't think we have enough of it. So thank you all for having me on. Thanks for recognizing the program and the guys, and thanks for what you do.
Yes, sir. Of course.